Here's your Stoke FM news for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. Two heli skiers are dead after they were caught in an avalanche yesterday near Mount McRae, southeast of Revelstoke. The skiers were with CMH Nomads. In total, three people were caught in the avalanche. A guide was partially buried as well. That person is in stable condition at the Kelowna General Hospital. Rob Roan is the president and chief operating officer at CMH. In a statement published on the company's website this morning, he said, "The thousands of guests that ski with us each winter are our family. It is impossible to put into words the sorrow that we feel and the sadness that is shared by our guests, their families, and all of our staff." The RCMP and BC Coroner Services are investigating the deaths. At least one more person was caught in an avalanche Monday near Cherryville. BC Emergency Health Services said in an email they received a call at 2:15 p.m. One person was transported by ambulance to the hospital. The government of BC put out a statement this afternoon warning people to exercise extreme caution in the backcountry as the risk of avalanches continues to be extreme in many parts of the province. Avalanche Canada continues to echo this message as well. It's important to know that a dangerous snowpack structure exists in the BC interior, said a spokesperson in an email. Make conservative, low-consequence decisions if you choose to travel in avalanche terrain. There have been five deaths from avalanches in BC this winter, two near Caslow, one near Valmont, and now two near Revelstoke. In other news, the Office of the BC Fire Commissioner and the RCMP continue to investigate the cause of a trailer explosion Sunday outside of the Sandman Hotel in Revelstoke. The enclosed trailer contained four snowmobiles. It was at the back parking lot of the hotel attached to a truck. Revelstoke Fire Chief Stephen DeRussi doesn't think any jerry cans were in the trailer, but there were some in the truck. DeRussi said it took 15 firefighters 15 minutes to put out the fire. Revelstoke Fire Services submitted a report to the Office of the Fire Commissioner, DeRussi said. He said it could take months before the Fire Commissioner releases a report and they might not figure out what caused the explosion. He suspects the confined space made leaking fuel vapors volatile and they were somehow sparked. DeRussi doesn't know if the snowmobiles had full tanks of gas. The trailer was heated by diesel, he said. Nobody was hurt in the explosion. One guest at the hotel had a vehicle parked nearby the trailer. The man was in his room at the time and said it was a big boom. He said he's lucky his car is undamaged. One double-paned window in the hotel was broken. A press release from Revelstoke RCMP Sergeant Chris Dodds says two nearby vehicles were damaged. In the release, Dodds says there's nothing suspicious to indicate this was a criminal act. Fire Chief DeRussi says this type of explosion is very rare, especially given how often machines are transported in heated, enclosed trailers. DeRussi tells people to always find a source if you smell gasoline fumes, ventilate the space, and don't do anything that would cause a spark. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.